Welcome back to Worship in the Workplace. After a break, we are back, blessed, energized, focused, and motivated to move forward in sharing brief messages of inspiration and encouragement about the time of a short work break to those who are in the workplace. And these days, the workplace may be a public workspace, your home office, or some other remote site. But wherever your workplace is, at some points before, during, and at the end of the workday, you will have the need to worship. Thank you for joining in. I'm Bernice Cooper. Today, I want to focus on two actions that occur in every workplace. And although the two actions come from the same word family, what they look like in the workplace are not related. Now, does your workplace or organization have established standards, procedures, and protocols to which everyone is expected to adhere? Probably yes. But are there instances on a regular basis in which a few, or maybe even a certain individual or a certain group of individuals, are exempted from abiding by the guidelines because of who they are or because of who they know? Have you ever witnessed people elevated or promoted in your workplace, not based on merit, but just solely because of who they are or who they know? That is what favoritism looks like. And favoritism does not belong in a healthy workplace because it's not grounded in truth, honesty, or fairness. The danger with favoritism is that when the supervisor or that manager who issues out the favoritism, when that person leaves, then, there goes your covering of favoritism. Now, there's another action that occurs in every healthy workplace, but it's the polar opposite of favoritism. That action is favor. On a spiritual level, favor refers to those instances in which the odds were against you, but you were still chosen for that position. Favor refers to even in the face of adversity and even criticism, you were still able to be successful. Favor equates to, although your business should have folded because of difficulties, you still did not remain afloat only, you thrived. Now, on a personal level, let me share an example of what favor looks like. I had all of the necessary credentials. I had obtained the education required for the job. My references were impeccable, but I needed my application to be selected from all of the other qualified applicants who were in that same pool with me. Favor came into play when God led a selection committee member to zero in on my resume, and that led to an interview, which eventually led to my receiving the job. That, my friends, is what favor looks like. But there's a big difference between the two. Favoritism is created by humans, and favoritism is fleeting. It does not last. But favor, on the other hand, cannot be created. Favor is bestowed by God. Remember, you are intelligent, you are competent, and you are very much worthy. When God grants favor to you, no one will be able to stop you from receiving that promotion, becoming elevated, or even gaining the expansion that your business desires. In closing, please join me in a short prayer. before you resume the very important work that you do. Lord, thank you for allowing me to share my gifts in the workplace. Precious Lord, I thank you for the talents that you've bestowed upon my life. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless the works of my hands and continue to shower favor upon all aspects of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.